Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. I am so delighted to be on here this evening. I thank and praise God for everything that He does. And to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I thank God on tonight. And I give Him glory. I give praise and I give Him glory. I magnify His name. I'm going to get ready to call our we're going to have a short moment. We're going to have a short devotion, just one moment. Amen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Amen. I'm sorry, everyone. I had some difficulties. And I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I was trying to deal with Zoom and some other things, but we're going to get ready to have our short devotion so we can get right into our Bible class. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We're going to have Sister Celestine to sing, and then I'll do a scripture, and you want to sing.
Amen.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Are everyone can hear me?
Yeah.
Everyone can hear me. I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. All right. The song I'm going to sing is Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. There's a precious fountain, mirrored, free to all, the healing stream that flows from Calvary's mountain. It's Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. There's a precious fountain, and it's free to all the healing stream that flows from Calvary's mountain and is near the cross, near cross, oh, be my glory ever until my rapture soul shall find rest. beyond the river, and we say, Jesus, keep me the cross, for there's a precious fountain, and it's free to all the healing stream that flows from Calvary's mountain. And it is here, the cross, only the truth will be my glory ever until my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. This is the last thing. God bless your heart. Thank you. We're going to be reading. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we confess right now, we repent, and we ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come right now just giving you all praise and glory tonight. We just thank you for allowing us to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And first of all, Lord, I ask you to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast on tonight. We bind him up right now. We cast him out. We command him to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against you now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you tonight to bless your word, Lord, and I ask you to let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost will teach and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I just ask you to teach us, Lord, and let us open our hearts up, open our hearts and our minds and spirit so we can be receptive to this word, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I just ask you tonight, Lord, to just pour your anointing in this Bible class. Just let your anointing just go free on us tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I be careful, Lord, so careful to give you all the praise and give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And I thank and praise God tonight for everyone that's on our radio broadcast tonight. I just give God praise and glory, and I thank him on tonight for each one of you. But as of last week, we were discussing about the prophet. I'm been teaching on the prophetic because I know just about everyone on here have the gift of prophecy. And I think so badly we need it. We just need it. And a lot of us are intercessors. We pray and we fast and pray, and we need to know what prophetic intercessors are and what they do. And if you're not taught that, you will never know. You won't know if you're a prophet or not. You won't know if God would tell you or try to show you. You won't know the just nothing about it, signs or anything related to it. And I know that I only teach leaders. God just send me leaders most of the time. Every now and then he'll send me somebody young, but I'm not saying they're not a leader in the making. So that's last week we talked about the prophetic gift and prophets. And if anyone have a comment or question or just want to say something, you can do that, because this is about your gift. This is about what God is calling you to do. And if you know any signs of, he's showing you any signs or anything, and he'll make it plain. Believe me, he'll make it plain. So we're going to be, I've been teaching out of my prophetic dictionary, and it's been really a blessing. But today I was kind of going through some stuff, and every time I turn a page, I would see prophetic intercessor or intercessory prayer. And I don't know what God was, I know he was telling me to talk about that, but we need to know that that comes with it, because when I first started off, I started off praying intercessor. And so many times, when you have a gift, a prophetic gift, the Holy Spirit will urge you so many times to just pray. I mean, it don't have to be long prayers, but when you get that unctioning, you need to go and pray. And I feel like that's a good start. See, the thing was, when I was married to a Baptist preacher, and they didn't believe in women or prophetic, or they didn't believe in women preachers at that time. So he would just tell me to pray. And that is what got me started, just praying. I used to pray all the time. And the Lord gave me the gift of tongues, and I would pray in tongues all the time. And it went from tongues to the prophetic gift. So I thank and praise God just for that. I thank God for him, because I didn't know. I just thought he was being mean. But, God would take that stuff and twist it and turn around, and it be for my good or for your good. So tonight we're going to talk about some things in the prophetic for prophets, because a lot of prophets, they see things happen, they have fear. They have a little fear, because, sometimes, like the other night, I went to sleep. I wasn't asleep, it was a vision. And we had just laid down and looked like I was going to sleep so quick. And I saw my husband, and he had a pine cone on the tip of his front of his head, like not in the front of it, but at the top in the front. And I said, "What you doing with that thing on your head?" And I looked, and I came right out of it. And so he was still watching television. I said, "I just saw you with a pine cone, one of those pine cones, smell like pine." I said, "I just saw you with it on your head." And he said, "Well, look it up in your prophetic dictionary." And so I did. And it says that he's a seer. That's a third eye that God was showing me that he had. And it just blessed my spirit, because, I mean, it meant something else to me too, because it was saying something about wealth and prosperity or something like that. That's what it was saying, but it definitely said that he had a third eye, something like that. Like a third eye, what is that? You know, but I didn't go into it, but sometimes you will see stuff like that. Everybody okay? Sometimes you will see. Okay, I got it.
Sorry about that. I'm muting.
Sometimes you'll see things like that, and you'll get scared. You'll be like, "What is that? Why is he showing me something like this?" And we have to know everything he shows us, it means something. So what you do is you asking the Holy Spirit to help you with it and to show you what it is, and he will. He will. He'll show you exactly what it is. So when you go into things like that, you'll have he deals with you in dreams, different kind of signs. Dreams and visions. You can go somewhere and look at television, and he'll have something that, you know, he'll communicate with you through that, and you'll say, why did that seem out of place? What would he say that for? And it'd be for a reason. It's for a reason. You have to really, really pay attention a lot of times. And if you're seeking anything, he'll answer you. I mean, and it'll blow your mind. Like I was telling y'all about that, them weeds, that blew my mind. But to somebody else, it don't really mean anything. But when God answered my prayers, when he answered my prayers, I tell you, it means so much to me. I don't take it for granted because he don't have to do it. So I think it's important for us to know as much as we can about our gift, about our calling, because they don't come cheap. You go through so much. They don't come cheap. You don't think you go through, but you do. You go through a whole lot for the calling and gifts and calling. He said, to whom much is given, much is required. And so he gives us these things, but a lot is required of us. A lot is required. Look at John the Baptist, what he went through, eating locusts and honeycombs and standing out there and you know, preaching, repent, repent. That was a whole lot right there. He did it, but he enjoyed it because he knew Jesus was coming. So the little stuff we go through is nothing compared to what the prophets went through in the Old Testament. So we have to realize what God is doing. And right now at this season in time, God is raising up prophets. He bringing them out. That he pulling them out. It's gonna be some bold prophets coming. Watch what I tell you. It's some bold prophets, and I'm talking about a no name somebody that nobody ever heard of that can prophesy. That God give them the gift of prophecy, and they're gonna be coming out. If they're not already out, they probably don't know what's happening to them. They probably know they a prophet, but he's never done this before. I can hear him now because what he's doing to me is just—it's not scary, but it's like it's time for you to step out. You know, it's time. I already know it. I already know it. So I've already started doing what I'm going to do. I've already started prophesying to people I don't know. You know. Even in when I go out somewhere, if God says something, I tell them I don't care who they are because I'm trying to do what he called me to do. So does anyone have any questions before I go on? We're going to talk a little bit about the intercessor, the prophetic intercessor, because a lot of us, we are prophetic intercessors. Hello? Nobody have anything? Okay. if we are called to the ministry of a prophetic intercessor, we have to find out, we will find that we related to some or many of these following things we've been ready to talk about. First of all, we believe that God has called us to prayer, and I know he has, because if you have any kind of gift, and some people don't want a gift. I didn't want it. I didn't ask God for no gift, but God gave me whatever. I accept whatever he give me and try to do it. But sometimes, you know, people don't want that gift. They don't want that on them because they're not ready to put into it what they're supposed to. That's how you know you place a high value on prayer. And sometimes we wonder why or get frustrated when we like, for instance, me, I love to pray, and I take it to the limit. I take it as far as God could let me go in prayer. And it means a whole lot to me. Some people, they can pray in a half hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. That's still good to God. That's good to God. It's a blessing that you even thought about praying, that he put it on your mind. But me, I just take it to the limit. So then I get mad because nobody else don't. You know, you were saying, well, how can they just pray 10 minutes? But I used to do it all the time. I used to do it because it don't matter about the time to some people. To me, it does. You know, it's just me. That's just me. Everybody don't have to do that. But when I say a prophetic intercessor, you have a prophetic gift, and you like to pray. You love to pray, too. God will give you that, too. So you tend to pray more at times when you feel urged by the Holy Spirit. And I do that, and I know a lot of you probably do that, when you feel the urge. Some people don't pray to God. You know, the Holy Spirit give you the urge, because I know when I stayed in Louisville, I didn't have nobody to talk to, and I did. I talked to the Holy Spirit. When he would give me an urge, I would go pray, because that's what praying is communicating with God, communication with God. And we need to know we should communicate with him more and more, more and more, as much as possible, because I'm telling you, right now what's going on, God is trying to see where you are. He's trying to see what we're going to do. We're going to keep doing the same thing, or we're going to seek him. I mean, everybody listen to me now. Everything that's going on is good. Protest and all that's good. But you better not leave God out. Don't leave God out of it. I don't care what they do and what they say, who got killed or whatever. They better not leave God out, because he is the one that's supposed to be in the head of it. So if they do that, whatever they doing ain't going to make it, because God ain't in it. They better put God in it. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about it. They better put God first in it, because he allowing this stuff to see what we going to do. Because as soon as this stuff is over with, something else is coming up. As soon as this virus slow down a bit, something else is coming up. So we better just get ready. You better get ready. Get you some things together. It better not stop stocking up. Don't ease up on it. I'm just telling you, because the end of the year, the first of next year, look out. Now, God does nothing unless he tell the prophets first. Get yourself in order. So who can tell me what they think a prophetic intercessor is? And I just said it, but anybody. Nobody?
Hello, this is Lisa from St. Louis. How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you?
All right. To God be the glory, and I'm just thank you, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dane. I was thinking that when you said the prophetic intercessor, not just a prayer intercessor, it's even more specific. We like if like you said, if the Holy Spirit lay a burden on us, it may be a time or a season, and it's prophetic. It could be a prophetic warning or a response to a prophetic warning. It could be to decree and declare, like to shift the atmosphere or shift the events, or ask God's mercy and grace during those periods and after and before and all that. So I'm kind of thinking it has to do with like decreeing and declaring it and standing on it with power and demonstration.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's right. You're right. A lot of times God will put it on you to pray for people. He may give you a certain region. He may give you a certain neighborhood. He may give you a certain person. You know, when a lot of times you hear me pray, and I be praying for truck drivers. I be praying for people all over the earth. I used to just pray for states. I used to call the states names out that he's given me. But then he said, pray for the earth. And that's what I do. You know, we have to, this is part of being a prophet. Believe me, prophets pray. They have to pray. A lot of times it's like two to three hours praising God and 2 hours speaking and praying in tongues. I mean, you give yourself in prayer, and you can hear God, the Holy Spirit, so good when you pray more, when you pray in your language more, when you pray period more, you can hear God clear. You can hear the Holy Spirit speaking clear when you pray more. And I know, like I say, the prayer means a whole lot to me. It means a whole lot to me. Y'all know that. But my thing is, it's a part of the prophetic. Anyone else have anything else on the prophetic intercessor? What is a prophetic intercessor?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Okay. So basically, just, you know, piggybacking off of what the young lady said earlier, and giving my take on what a prophetic intercessor is, and it's my take on that is just really. Is receiving prayer from God, and it's just basically praying it back to Him. It's receiving, how could I say this? It's basically praying on other people's behalf.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, same thing with. You know, intercession, you know, intercessors, we tell them things and give them what God gives you. You give it to them. So, you know, you just letting God use you to actually encourage them to be there and to do His will and do what's right. And in many ways, and some things may not be what they would want to hear, and you know, some things may be, you know, what you want to hear, you know. So it's just basically to me, praying on and doing on behalf of that person. So when you go to God, you know, because, I mean, a lot of people, they do things without God's permission. So sometimes when we talk to people, you know, we put self in the way. We give them, we say things to them that God don't really, you know, ain't really, yeah, it's not really, that's not him. It's not in it. You know, he not in it. So we just give them based on what we've been through or what we thought, you know, instead of what God would think for them. You know, that's just my take on it. I mean, the praying and just the intercessor or the prophetic word just from God, you know. So that's just my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and absolutely, because God give us a word, and we have to wait till the Holy Spirit give us a word. Like I said before, a lot of times if he don't give us a whole sentence, people think that they think, you know, that's not from God. But if they read the word of God and know it, he give it to you in part. And I remember, you know, one time just coming here, and I prophesied many times, but a lot of times when I wait to hear from the Holy Spirit. Now, he's a very important part of prophecy, because the Holy Spirit will speak to you. All you have to do is listen.
Will.
A lot of times
miss
him. We miss him because we busy. We running our mouth. I've done it so many times. That's why I can tell you. I catch the tail end of it, and I say, wait, I didn't hear it. He don't come back and say, well, this is what I said. No, he don't. You miss it. And I had it in one of the last times I did that. It was the scripture, and I caught the last end of it. So I went back and found that scripture. I found that scripture. I prayed. I repented and everything. But it's so important. That's why a lot of times with prophets and people that have gifts, being quiet is the best thing you can do. Excuse me.
Amen.
Having a quiet spirit, it's the best thing you can do, because you can give the Holy Spirit chance for you to respond. Somebody can be asking you a question, and you saying, Holy Spirit, how to answer them? What should I say? He'll tell you. All you have to do is listen. He'll tell you. But if we busy, and I'm not talking about busy just doing something to the side and all this kind of stuff. I'm talking about busy talking or watching television or cleaning up. And sometimes you can clean up. I've cleaned up and hear him too. I can hear him every time, believe me. But we have to get our spirits in tune with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And when he went, he sent the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Spirit back to us. That's who we need to be addressing. It's so important for us to address the Holy Spirit. He's waiting on us to say something so he can say something back. It's a habit for me and most of us about Jesus and God and stuff, but talk to the Holy Spirit and see when you talk back. When I tell you, every time I call on his name, I can feel the anointing of God. So with the prophetic or the prayer gift, we tend to pray more at times when we feel the urge by the Holy Spirit. Prayer is easy for us when we sense that the Holy Spirit has given us a specific burden or assignment, because he will give you an assignment. You just have to know it. Just like a young lady I met in Chicago. I mean, I met her in St. Louis, but she lived in St. Louis. But she was going on her way to Chicago, and she's from Africa, and she was talking, we talked and stuff, and so she was my little spiritual daughter, and she called me last Monday, I think. And I said, Carol called me. I got to call her back. Slipped my mind. She called me 4 days later. I said, I better. And I didn't answer then. I said, I'm going to call her right back. I called her right back because the Spirit put on my heart to call her back. And she told me she called me Monday because her mother passed. And that hurt me so bad because I couldn't answer the call. You know, I was doing something else, like even in the store, but I couldn't answer. But I didn't. When God, the Holy Spirit, bids you to do something, do it. It's so important that you do it. Because when you don't, it's something important. When he bids you, he don't waste his time on little stuff. It's for a reason. And I said, I need to answer that, but I'm doing this. And I just look, but her mother passed, and she don't have anybody else here. She's from Africa. Her dad is somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, I got to still call and check on her. But when it's important like that, I hate to miss an assignment like that. I hate to miss that because I know she needed me then. I know she needed me then. It's because I've been praying for her. And when you praying for somebody, it's like a connection you have with them. If somebody say, well, I need you to pray for me that this will happen or that will happen and pray for my family stuff, when you start praying for them, it's a connection. You all have a connection. And so you almost know what they need all the time if you're praying for them because God, the Holy Spirit, will show you. Because we don't know what to pray for people if they don't tell us, and they don't tell us everything. But the Holy Ghost will let you know. Will let you know. You ask the Holy Spirit, and he will tell you. So, most of the time, you'll receive revelation from the Holy Spirit concerning what to pray and how to pray. I just said that. Be more spontaneous to express the expression of your prayer gift than others who are gifted in prayer. And that's true because, believe me, it's a lot of more people gifted in prayer. They just don't pray. It's like enough. I ain't going to say like they should. Enough. And they got the gift of prayer and don't even know it. I know for a fact that a certain young lady out here that praying God here and Holy Spirit talk to her. I know that. I know it myself because they told me. And when you have a strong sense, these are signs. I'm giving you signs that you have a prophetic gift, intercessory gift. You have a strong sense of intimacy with the Holy Spirit when you pray. And this really makes your prayer life just blow up. You know, and not out with everybody but with God. Because with prayer to me is very intimate to me. With prayer with God and the Holy Spirit, I just feel like, you know, I'm talking to my Father. I'm talking to my Father, and I don't want no interruptions. I just want to sit on his lap and lay my head on his shoulder. That's how I feel. Stretch out in front of his feet, just, you know, and just tell him, like the song say, just tell him all about my troubles. You know, I just feel it's more than just prayer to me. It's a very intimate to me because I can cry on God. I can lay on him. He holds me. You know, it's like that with an intercessor, a prophetic intercessor. And believe me, you can pray for somebody and God will give you a word for them when you're a prophetic intercessor. most of the time they travail in prayer. They have a sense of birthing the purposes of God and experience that groaning and moaning and weeping and stuff when you travailing in prayer. A lot of the old mothers used to do that all the time, but it's a lot of us still do that. We still do that because it get God's attention. It gets his attention. You know, it have to be in your heart. It really have to be in your heart to pray. And prayer changes things and circumstances. It changes situations. So I know we all pray. I know we all have that. I know we do. Because we still here in this life. Any questions or comments?
Good evening. Just a quick comment. Prophecy is one of the spiritual gifts that is desired, meaning that, can you hear me? Do I sound awful?
Yes, you do.
No, we're just pulling back a little bit.
You spent all this money for this Bluetooth. You spent all this anyway. But prophecy is a desired gift. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a desired gift. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you can hear me. Okay, and, you know, it's something that we have to pray and fast about, to learn more about it and to get more off into it. And it's all connected to the Word of God. The more Word we, dive in, and the more we dissect that Word and pray and in prayer with God, then prophecy, if it's desired, it will come. And not only that, when you're hooking the intercessor with the prophetic, you know, that discernment is very important in prophecy.
Yes,
in
right.
In intercessor. Like you said, you can pray for someone, and the Lord, you will discern it, as well as the Holy Spirit will give you a word and bless that person, and you haven't even said anything, and you just give them a scripture, and the Lord began to prophesy and use you in that. But, you know, you have to pray for discernment. You have to pray more for discernment, to sharpen our discernment so that we're able to hear and be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Discernment. Hello?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Discernment is what we all should pray for, because discernment is real important, not only in prayer, but when you're around people, when, you know, to do different things, when you have to have discernment for when you're around people, period, because you have to know who you're working with. God will give you that kind of
Amen.
Discernment. Amen. And then even to pray, to know what to pray for. Now, most of the time, the Holy Spirit will give me what to pray for somebody. And then the prophetic intercessor is that hooking that intercessor on a prophet that prays a lot. I feel like they know God give them a word anyway for you. But he'll have them praying for you, and then the word will come on out with it. Now, a lot of times when you have to stay in that word, you have to stay in the word. I stay in the word and study, and you have to put, you know, you need everything with it. We need to fast, pray, and study, and then pray for discernment, pray for God to let us know what to do for a person, because sometimes he'll have you calling somebody, you won't know why. And they'll be in need of something. Not, you know, they need prayer and stuff, but not for something else. They may need something else. So that discernment is key for the prophet. It's key for the prophet. But me, y'all know I love to pray. The first thing I was before anything else, being a minister or anything, when I was a first lady, I was an intercessor. And after that, it went to the prophetic intercessor. And I feel like I was a prophet from birth. That's what my mother told me. I was a prophet from birth, but I had no idea. And the stuff I saw was scary, and the things I went through were scary. But I was a prophet from my mother's womb, and I thank God for that. But didn't know that. But once I got up to some size, because she only could help me as far as she knew. And she took me to see a prophet, and he told her when I was a little girl that I was a prophet and I was born a prophet and I was going to be a nurse and all that. And I'm saying, I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I'm saying, this man, I'm scared of needles and everything. I know he's not telling the truth, but he was right, you know. So, and I thank God for it, but being an intercessor, a prophetic intercessor, you have to, it's a whole lot of more things you have to do with that, because I'm telling you, you have to fast. You need to fast when God, you know, you can ask God that between you and God, fasting and praying and pray for discernment above all things, because it's a lot of things I'm telling y'all. And I'm telling you all this because I went through this. I even had one of mine, you have to be really careful, prophet, period, because the enemy is always trying to get at a prophet. Believe me, he is, always. You have to be careful. And one time one of my friends, she'd have been on this radio broadcast too, but she was, you know, we grown, you know, way grown and older women. And she was saying, girl, your hair getting thin in the top. God gave me the gift to grow hair and pray for people's hair to grow. And me, not using my discernment, let her pray for me. And I thought she was going to pray out loud. That lady started praying to herself. I didn't hear nothing she said. I could have act up, but I didn't. But God said, see, discernment. You have to be careful. People are always trying to come against the prophet. I'm telling you, and the enemy sent them to attack you. The enemy sent them to distract you. The enemy sends them to throw you off of focus daily. That's why we have to pray. That's why we have to stay in the Word of God, because we're prophets, and God talks to us. The Holy Spirit talks to us. We just don't be listening all the time. We stay in that Word. We stay on our knees. We stay fasting, and God will use us. Sure enough. Yes, He will. Anyone else have anything? You know, the secret place of prayer. Your prayer life is often hidden and sometimes not understood. It's not appreciated. But we know we must pray. We got to pray. Not just to be an intercessor, but just a prophet. Just a man or woman of God. Just a minister. A believer. I'm not gonna say, a believer. We got to pray, because we're commanded to pray. We have to pray for people. Pray for the all things. That's the most important thing. And then a lot of times the Lord will give you a word. Like I said, another young lady on prophet on here, God spoke a word, just two words to her. And she was like, what? What is this? And she called me, and I understand because that's how God works. Everything he says, he may not say but one word or two words. One or two words, and that's it. And it's up to you to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to explain what that means. Or you go to the dictionary or you go to God in prayer. He will tell you, I'm telling you. He will tell you. So if you have a prophetic calling, I encourage you to read, stay in the Word of God. I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit. See, you could get somewhere, and I'm going to tell you how to do this, and it worked for me. I'm just telling you, everybody don't do it the same way. But God, he'll give you discernment. If you keep praying for it, he'll give it to you. When I pray, most of the time, I used to pray loud and stuff like that. But I realized I couldn't hear. I could hear some much. So, you know, a little, but not that much. So now, when I go in my prayer closet, in my prayer room, I sit there. And I praise God right like that. I just start praising him quietly so I can hear when he tell me. And once you, if you would just start doing that, you don't have to make a loud noise or nothing. Just praise God and start doing that and see what happens. Just meditate like, but you praising God in your meditation and see what happens. God will. And you know, everybody do it differently. I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit gave me, because y'all know I used to call him my baby. You can hear me down the street, 3 o'clock in the morning. But the Holy Spirit probably said, "Now look, you're waking everybody up. Just sit here and let me show you how to do this." Now I'm just paraphrasing what I think the Holy Spirit did, because this is exactly what happened to me. And so now I can pray 2 and 3 hours like that. And then when I get finished, I pray 3 hours or 2.5 hours in my prayer language. Then I go to God and pray for what I'm praying for and who I'm praying for. But if you would take time and pray 15 to 20 minutes, just sit back in your chair. Lord, I thank you. Father, I just praise you. I give you glory. I praise your name, Lord. I thank you. And like that, just praise, give God some worship and praise first. Well, we ask him for anything, praise and worship God first. See what happens. I'm telling y'all, somebody, my spiritual son in Africa, he told me this. Last year, he said, "Mom," he said, "you need to start. You go to God, asking him and praying for people first. You need to start praising him." And I said, "Why would he say something like that?" And the Holy Spirit just started rambling off at the mouth. I said, "All right," and that's when I started doing it. And I'm telling you, he has made such a big difference in my prayer. And then the prophetic comes when you praying. Somebody right on the, like if I was on the floor prophesying and I start praying for somebody, the word will come right out. It will come right. God will give you that word. A lot of times I have a spiritual apostle, prophetess Sherrod, and I will call, I said, "Prophetess, can you just pray for me?" She's an apostle though, but I always call her prophetess. I said, "Can you pray for me?" And once she started praying, when she finished, the word comes. God give her the prophetic word for you. And most of the time, I pray for my cousin, Bishop Tim. over the phone, and while I was praying for him, the prophetic word came, and it's already happened. So we have to just, I mean, I think prayer is the biggest part to me for the prophetic, for me. That's what I think. We have anyone else to say anything or to ask a question or whatever? Do you, anyone?
Dr. Deborah, Pastor Deborah, then I was thinking about,
yes,
what about the prayer watches?
Yeah.
You know, the Jewish
of,
prayer watches?
Yeah. Yeah. You can speak on it.
Okay. I mean, do you think that's a part of it, or is that just a certain?
Well, no, I think it is, because God will give you a certain time to pray. You know, he'll wake you up. You want to sitting up in the bed wondering, why am I not asleep? I'm not sleepy. Or you laying there trying to go to sleep after you done woke up and you just laying there and can't go to sleep. That means for you to get up and pray, that's your prayer watch. That's time that God has chosen for you to pray. You know, he do most prophets like that. He really does. We do most prophets like that. We get in bed and we go to sleep 3 or 4 hours, and then God wake you up. And you sitting there saying, I'm finna go back to sleep. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. He don't really care about that. He wants you to get up out that bed and pray. And if you don't, you'd be woke all night. All night. I used to say, Lord, if you let me not be tired tomorrow, I'm going to get up. And he really do just that. It's like three
up.
Like it's twist.
I like to I like speaking at
because
I usually get up like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to pray. So this one particular night, I was really tired, and I felt some hunch. Man, I'm like, okay, and I'm thinking it was my husband. Then I felt it again, and I'm like, and then when I looked, well, my husband, he was in there watching TV. So the third time, I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm gonna get up and pray. And then once I got up and prayed and everything, when I lay back down, I just went straight to sleep, because he won't let you sleep if he wants you to pray at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, because I that's when most of the stuff happens during around that time.
Right.
All the bad stuff started happening. So I'm like, okay, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it happened all the time. So I'm like, okay, now I got the picture.
But that's right.
You're right about
that's
you're
right.
Y'all are right about that. You're right.
So, I mean, he give you a time, because I know I used to be at 3 o'clock, and then it was 4 o'clock, then it was 5 o'clock, then I changed it myself to 6 o'clock, and he got me back up again at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It seemed like in one night I started at 12 o'clock at night. I mean, I went to bed about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I slept about, you know, to noontime. I got my sleep in. But, you know, I just want to make sure it's not me doing this. I want to make sure God is changing my times and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Yeah, just a pity back on the watchmen's, the watch hours. From my understanding, there are about 7-8 watches. And and it is it's, you know, each watch hour has a specific meaning and some specific prayers that we should pray during those specific watch hours. So watches are very important and plays a huge role with prophetic and intercessory.
It does. But, you know, when God give it to you, because I used to try to follow that stuff, but when the Holy Spirit tell you who to and what to pray for, I, you know, that's what you do. Yeah, it's a lot of times I remember when Apostle Bias had Prophet Lisa in their ministry praying for different things. One night they had a service like that, and they just prayed for different things. But the watch hours, it's some of them specific things, and I just feel like I just do what the Holy Spirit tells me. Sometimes, you know, because Apostle, what's the name that we listen to sometimes, Prophet Lisa?
In the morning time. J. Brittany Wood.
Wood.
And her husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she'll come on and talk about the watches. And, but, you know, it's really good to know and to do those watches. But I just do what how the Holy Spirit lead me. You know, I pray how the Holy Spirit lead me. When he wake me up at 12 o'clock, he'll give me a specific thing to pray for. I pray for it. Yes, I just pray how he lead me. And hope and pray that's what it, you know, that's what it is. Because, I don't know, that's what I've always done. The watches are good, though. I'm not worried about, you know, I just want to be praying how the Holy Spirit leads me to pray, you know, and not try to figure out what this watch is and what that watch is. I try to just pray how he leads me to pray, and I think we all should do that. It is specific times. I don't know how many watches it is, so.
Yeah, I was just brought it up. I had did some studying on the watches, and I know that watch hour from 12 to 3 a.m. is what you call the witching hour. So, it's different watches and different times, and every watch is not meant for everybody to pray, you know. So, and it's just good information to know. And
it
to know
is.
Where you've been called at, yeah.
Yeah, to pray. Yeah, well, I know I pray against them witches at this hour, honey. I pray against them now because he says suffer witch not to live,
yeah.
And I can't stand them, baby. Believe me, but
you know,
you're right.
You know, when we're all asleep,
yeah,
people are asleep,
right.
That's right. That's when the
yeah.
demons and witches get going, absolutely.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's just different
that's
watches,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing, yeah. Yeah. Prophet Lisa, you got something to say on that?
I think that I definitely agree with what you're saying. We have to follow the, you know, the Holy Spirit and the unction of the Holy Spirit. But like you said, as far as us studying and being disciplined and discernment, I think that for me, when I study the watches, which I have to keep going back so I can kind of remember, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
if the Lord bring it to my heart to study it, I'll do it. It kind of helps us to understand the Jewish understanding of the things that are going on in the spirit realm at different times of the day. And they believe in, you know, it's certain times that's the best time to pray for marriages or, like she said,
mm-hmm.
spiritual warfare between that midnight
mm-hmm.
and 3 a.m. And then I noticed, you know, like Apostle Woods and her husband, they always on at 4. And then sometimes they have other times when they're on. But it's very interesting to read the prayer watches and kind of understand the Jewish understanding of what's going on. And
mm-hmm.
then also, I wish I was more understanding and more diligent in my study. Like when we're studying the disciples, you know how I say, like Peter and John, they went to the church at noon or at the third hour or whatever. Or Jesus came at he was there at the certain hour, because if we understand the prayer watches, we understand maybe how to move with the Holy Spirit, with the signs and wonders as far as moving in our apostolic, like if God wants us to decree the healing. So I don't know how that fits in, like our prophetic intercessory kinds of prayer. Should that, like, because it reminds me also of Jesus when it said he went up to the mount after he did all this stuff, he got away from everybody and regrouped, got restored. Then he was back at it. So would that be a part of the prayer intercessory, or is that, okay, Well, that just came to me just because we're having this discussion. These are good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it probably is, but with the prayer watches, it's good to have. But always when the Holy Spirit gives you an unction and to pray when he says pray. Because y'all know I pray all the time, but sometimes it's, you know, I pray all the time, but I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit tell you to pray, because something could be happening right now, and he wants you to pray right now, you know, not at a certain hour, but right now, and that means for us to go on and pray. But this is good, and I just thank everybody for being on tonight. We got about, God is giving me about 10 or 20, 15 minutes over, but I just thank and praise God for all of you. And anytime you have any questions, anything, you know, you want to say, don't be shy. Just say it, because we're all learning. We need to know these things. And there's so much more I could have said, but I want everybody to get in on it. And I didn't know what – I knew he told me to go back to the prophetic, but I didn't know about the intercessory, the prophetic intercessory. So, but we're getting ready to close out. Is there anyone, any last words before we get ready to close out?
Apostle, I just have a quick question.
Okay.
I have one to ask. Is it possible if your spirit man could want you to be? Because it was one time. I said, is it possible if it could just be your spirit man wanting you to pray, get up and pray? Not saying necessarily the Holy Spirit not nudging on your spirit man to pray. Because it was a time where, I don't know what time it was, I just know it was late. And I was waking up out of my sleep. I couldn't get to sleep. And so I said, okay, if I pray, I'm going to be able to go to sleep. So I laid in the bed. I didn't get up. I laid there and I prayed. And, you know, I was getting good in my prayer. And then next thing you know, I was asleep. And I woke up like, I was praying. You know, it was like hours later when I woke up. So is it a possibility that, you know, it could be your spirit man yearning to talk to the Lord instead of, you know, God assigning you something to pray?
Yeah, sometimes that can happen, because I've had that happen to me before. A lot of times we don't know it. When we sleep, our spirit keep praying. Our spirit keep on praying and praying over us. Our spirit because we go to sleep don't mean our spirit sleep. I woke up like, what am I doing? You know, or praying in tongue, or Apostle Deans will wake me up, and like, you know, so I feel like that could be one of it, or your spirit man in tune with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit know what we need. The Holy Spirit know what's gonna happen before it happens. So your spirit man go to war. He go to praying. You know, we just have to catch up with it, because there's too many times that I've been asleep and feel like I've been out of body, believe me. And prophets told me that I go out of body to pray for people. So in my sleep, I'm like, what? You know, it's just something I haven't, as far as I know, experienced, but I know it has happened because I was prophesied that it be it. But yeah, that's an opportunity. I feel like, yeah, that's probably what happened. Mm-hmm. Anyone else before I get off, before we close out? So we'll be back on here Thursday night, and we'll talk a little bit more about the prophetic, and we'll we're going to have praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And the reason why I'm teaching on the prophetic, because I'm praying that God give you, each one of you, a word for somebody on this, in our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on Thursday. So you pray and ask God to give you a word for somebody, and he will. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a word for somebody, encouragement or whatever it is. It's praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And God will give you a word for somebody. This house, prophets are activated. Your gift is activated. Be around prophets, and you got to get right in there with them. That anointing will fall off right on you, and you'll start prophesying. You'll get an activation. So I'm not going to keep you. God bless everyone that's on here tonight. I thank God for you. My board is full. My board is full. I mean, I don't have another spot. Amen. So I thank God on tonight. Father, we just thank you for everyone that got on the radio broadcast on tonight and everyone that talked and contributed and taught. Lord, we just thank you for ministering to each one of us on tonight. I just give you praise and glory for it on tonight, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless all of you. Y'all have a blessed night. I love you, and God love you too. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.